And now this is a dictation for Anne, A-N-N, Shippee, S-H-I-P-P-E-E. December 1st, 56, addresses a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, 810-275-0307. Dear Anu, excuse me, follow-up for Mrs. Shippee, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, last visit in February. No hospital visits, an episode of upper respiratory infection that lasted for 2 weeks back in May, was no shortness of breath, negative for COVID, did not require hospital admission, she does not smoke, presently no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, some nocturia and incontinence on coughing, mild. Denies edema, claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, or thought, APND. Review system otherwise is negative. Takes vitamin D for secondary hyperparathyroidism. No blood pressure medicines. Today was running high, 163.78, but at home, 135.73 on the left and 125.70 on the right. There is a lateral deviation of the right eye. No respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no edema or focal motor deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.4, she's been as high as 1.8. A GFR of 41, stage 3B, with a normal sodium, upper potassium of 5, normal acid base, relatively low albumin, with a normal calcium phosphorus, PTH elevated 129, anemia 11.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no dialysis. Next number, bilateral, small kidneys, probably hypertension, nephrosclerosis. Next number, hypertension, but in the office, white coat, at home, apparently normal. Next number, potassium in the upper side, not symptomatic. Next number, mild anemia, no external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next number, mild urinary incontinence. Next number, all issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.